Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 1 below zero. A Racine police officer used pepper spray to break up a fight at Park High School about 11 o'clock this morning, sending one person to the hospital for a checkup. Students who were in the vicinity of the disturbance were checked out as well at the school, and everyone was fine, according to Racine Unified spokesperson Stacy Tapp. Information about the altercation itself was not released. Two counts of attempted second-degree intentional homicide have been filed against a Racine teenager accused of shooting two men outside a Yount Street tavern early Sunday morning. 17-year-old Joshua Vallon Jr. appeared in court today to face the charges. According to court documents, surveillance video from Rojo's Pub shows a group of people standing outside the tavern when an argument broke out. The video shows one of the people involved run down the street, then turn and fire several shots. One man was shot in the chest, the other in the leg. Officers followed footprints in the snow to a nearby home and learned that Vallon often stayed there. He was identified as a suspect based on clothing worn by the suspect in the video. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for later this month. The Racine Police Department is getting another business donation to help in the fight against crime. At the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting, Chief Art Howell says it's worth close to $100,000, but he doesn't want those who break the law to know what it is.
What we can do is we can give anybody on the committee that's interested in what we're doing a first-hand look once we get the equipment in place, and if that would be of interest to anyone, we can do that. But there's no strings attached, no subterfuge. It's just it's more of a sensitive nature, and it would telegraph our investigative strategies, and it's not for public fodder.
Chief Howell acknowledged their surveillance equipment donation from Quality Carriers is bigger than a Breg box. The committee unanimously recommended acceptance to the full council. A formal written policy covering transgender students is being put up for review over the next month, prior to the Racine Unified School Board voting on it in February. During a work session, Superintendent Lolly Haas says this is the written policy to go with what's now in place, using Shorewood as a model to cover such things as students and bathroom or locker room use. Dr. Haas said how a student is to be addressed is also part of the policy proposal.
And if a student wants to make a request to be called by a different name or pronoun, the parents can make such a request, or if the child is of legal age, can make that request on their own. Or if the parents haven't brought that request, but the student is making that request, the parents and the student and the administrator would work together to work that through. And then if that's determined that that's what the student would prefer and the parents are in agreement, then we would ask that the staff demonstrate respect for that.
The policy will be available on the Racine Unified website for the next 30 days. Superintendent Haas acknowledged that if a bill in Madison is approved, it will prohibit what Racine and other districts are doing with regard to transgender students. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, following a closed session, voted to approve a preliminary resolution that starts the assessment process for the proposed water and sewer extension along Highway V. The project is designed to extend service to a proposed commercial development in Caledonia and has raised an outcry from residents along the highway who say the assessments for the project they don't want will cause them undue financial hardship. Attorney Tim Pruitt explained that the action taken by the board last night is just the start of the assessment process. He said it allows the village engineer to draw up a proposal that includes the cost of the project and possible assessment methods, setting up a public hearing.
So there will be a public hearing then when the board can have the engineer report out on what the proposed assessments are, what the methodology is. Then you'll have an opportunity to ask questions, offer input, offer various suggestions on how it could be done differently. Those kinds of things.
The board approved the resolution on a 6-1 vote. It's not known how long it may take to draft the engineering report. No dates were discussed at the meeting. A spokesman with CNH confirms just over 100 workers at the tractor production facility on Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant will be laid off soon. It's an indefinite layoff that starts in February, with a company statement saying it's in response to market conditions. CNH laid off 250 workers at the plant in two separate instances 10 months ago and back in November of 2014. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.